Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is the Friday edition of Insight on Business. Grateful that you are hanging around with us again today. We're going to get hyper-local with Jeff Pitts, who is the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Yeah, here we are.
What? Here we are.
Yeah, what? Another day, another week, another weekend. As I like to say, only two more working days until Monday. Yeah, right?
Did you watch a game last night? Football? We got football back. It was good to have football on the TV.
No, I didn't. I should.
Phenomenal game. I stayed up late, so I'm a little.
Who won?
Bucks. Last second.
Last second.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys gave him a fight.
The Bucks kind of dominated the whole game, and then the Dallas just kind of snuck back. Bucks kind of kept turning over, and with a minute and a half or so, the Dallas went ahead by a point or whatever,
yeah,
point or two. But that's too much time for Tom Brady.
Yeah, it is too much time for Tom Brady.
Brought him back, and they nailed the kick, and
that was it.
That was it.
I did not see. I'm so upset that I didn't. I don't know what I was doing.
Sleeping?
I
Netflix?
Don't know, probably. It's awful. Damn you, Netflix. All right.
I've got a little bit of a man crush on Gronkowski.
Good Gronk.
He's back.
He's back, isn't he?
I just like Gronk. His name. I wish my last name was Gronkowski.
Gronkowski. Well, yeah.
My whole life would be different.
Yeah. Pitts.
Pitts or Gronkowski?
That's not bad. Pitts is cool.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's like single syllable.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, Pitts. You know, I can see it. What else? I was going to, last week we had Flash Dine here in Des Moines. And
How'd it go?
The white dinner.
Yeah, I missed
very
it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Uh-huh.
And
does everyone wear white?
Yes, everyone wears white. They have white tablecloths.
Everyone go home dressed in white?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone made it? No
some
spills?
Of the people,
or,
yeah, maybe
see, I cannot wear white because it just doesn't hold up throughout the day.
So that was kind of cool. But I was going to tell you something that's moving forward. What the heck is it? I don't know. Oh. No. Never mind. Slipped my mind. All right. Enough of this. What do you got on the list? What's happening?
How about Playhouse? Cabaret.
Ooh.
Starts Friday night tonight. In the late 20s, in a Berlin nightclub, a garish master of ceremonies assures the audience that they will forget all the troubles at the cabaret.
Right.
As his body songs provide wry commentary, Cabaret explores the dark, heady, and tumultuous life in Berlin as Germany slowly yields to the emerging Third Reich.
Yeah, that's there's some hype for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I have. Liza Minnelli. You know, I believe.
I don't think she's in this one.
No, she's not in this one. No. But it is. I mean, I read a post from our friends at the Des Moines Playhouse saying that this was like the 30th anniversary. They did this like 30 years ago. Mm. So they're bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. All right.
Also tonight, Architecture on the Move. We've talked about that before, downtown Des Moines.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that a lot.
I think this is the last one of this season. Till next year.
Got it.
It starts to get cold, I think.
Oh, yeah, right?
We got winter coming.
I know. Thank God.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind, it's the shoveling that I don't like.
I don't mind the shoveling. To me, it's the short days.
Short.
Lack of sunshine.
Yeah.
It gets me down. I get the blues. Shoveling, I kind of like. Emma likes to go out there with me. She loves it.
Emma. Yeah.
Hope that trend continues.
Right. You know, my bride had never shoveled.
Ever?
Ever.
Anything?
No. Until just several years ago. And I said, what are you doing? What? You know, come on. This is a team effort out here. You've got 5 feet of snow on the ground, and you're going to sit in there by the fireplace? Why not? Come on. Anyway, yeah.
You use shovel still or you use a snowblower?
Oh, it's a snowblower. Yeah, we bought the snowblower the year that we had like 30,000
feet. I remember
of snow.
That year. Because I don't believe in snowblowers.
Right, yeah, well. Old school. Well, you know, our driveway is like a quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. But it's downhill.
Sort of, yeah, unless you're pushing snow. And so anyway, so we bought the snowblower, and it didn't snow for 2 years.
Yeah, that's right. So. That winter was terrible because I lived in a house that had a fairly long driveway and then a hill on both sides of it going up. So there's, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but you have nowhere to put the snow, so you have to lift it. Yeah.
That's why you're in such good shape, see?
That's what I say. Yeah. It's like, why would I buy a snowblower when I'm supposed to go to the gym today anyway?
Right. Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Yeah, so winter's coming.
Winter's coming.
All right.
What was the point of that?
I don't know. I can't remember where we started.
Well, that was just an aside, I think.
I see.
Oh, that's why there's, seasons are changing. Okay. Noche reopens tonight.
Really?
Feels like they've been reopened.
I think they have.
But this is like their grand reopening. Maybe it's an official thing. Maybe it's full capacity.
Could be.
Reopens at full capacity to live audience show. Max Wellman, big band.
Nice.
That'll be good. Saturday, downtown Farmers Market.
Of course.
Yeah, hey, October hours.
Right.
No, it will not be October hours.
But they're extending it into October, yeah?
Yes. Well, I think it's always been into October.
Is it?
But, okay. But October hours are 8 to noon, but this is still September, so.
Okay.
Irrelevant.
Sorry we brought that up.
We edit that out. Just kidding. People need to know. How about Iowa Cubs play this weekend?
All right.
All week. Taking on the Omaha Storm Chasers. Hate 'em.
But, you know, it's what a great weekend
to be out. Weather-wise.
Yeah, weather-wise. Yeah. It's going to be perfect.
Yes, will be perfect. And perfect storm has led to Iowa playing Iowa State this weekend.
Right?
Both ranked in the top 10. Have we ever seen that before? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I haven't read the news about that or anything.
I don't know, but Iowa State did not.
Struggled.
Yeah, against you and I. Always,
it's always kind of a hiccup.
Yeah, it is
for Iowa and Iowa State. It seems like.
Yeah. So this is I mean,
it's a big game. I don't ever remember it. I might have just missed one or not be remembering, but I don't remember them both being rated in the top 10. While and then going to face off.
Yeah, it's going
to
be something.
College game day. The ESPN crew is going to be there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, people out there, Iowa State game day.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's going to be. Should be interesting. Who are you rooting for?
Iowa.
Me too.
I
grew up during the 80s when Iowa was, that was their heyday. And so, what kind of happens when you're a kid kind of sets what's normal.
Sure.
So when Iowa loses, I just don't feel like, feels like gravity's not working right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. But. Yeah. So, yeah, even as a young child, our son.
Yeah.
Was an Iowa Hawkeye fan.
Yeah.
I mean, his room was festooned with.
Did you just say festooned?
Festooned, yeah.
Okay.
Festooned.
Didn't anticipate that.
I know, well, it's called hype.
Along with the game, there'll be touchdown tailgate going on downtown at Cal's Commons. That starts at 11. Kickoff set for 3:30. So I think they'll have lots of games that you can watch
stuff
down
to do,
outdoors and playing bags and all that stuff. How about Renaissance Fair going on again this weekend?
Renaissance.
Number 2.
Yeah. Get your sword out.
Mm-hmm. Jousting. Whole night.
Jousting.
What else? How about Cracktastic Plasticon?
What? You want to try that again?
Cracktastic.
Cracktastic.
Yeah, I got it right. Plasticon.
Plasticon. What in the world is that?
The podcasters of Crack. Fantastic Plastic bring this family-friendly event to Ottumwa. They encourage geek culture fans of all ages to attend. They'll be selling comics, toys, and everything else that a true or even budding comic and toy fan will ever need. So this is a podcast about... Uh-oh.
Oh. Guess what?
Who's the person that always calls?
It's usually, hi, this is Rachel. We're just calling. Your file came across my desk, And it seems that your car insurance has lapsed on your 2005 vehicle or something, whatever it is.
Warranty.
Or warranty. Car warranty. That's it. Car warranty on a 2005 Kia Amante.
That's alarming.
That is.
So
I just lay awake nights. My car warranty. You know, what? The car's 40 years old. You mean the warranty's no good anymore? I got a rush to extend that.
So if you're a fan of the Cracktastic Plasticon,
I know.
This is going on in Ottumwa.
Ottumwa. Very nice.
Indeed. Alan Jackson, Saturday night.
Really?
Wells Fargo Arena.
Nice.
September 11th. Country icon Alan Jackson performs an impressive repertoire that places him alongside country music's greatest
names. I was in Nashville, Tennessee years ago at, all of a sudden I can't remember the name of the place, but it's on Music Row.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these bars down there.
Sure.
And guess who was singing?
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson. Got up on stage, you know, this was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There he was. Just kind of strumming for you. Anyway.
I will be at this next event. Hopefully, find a way at some point.
And this is?
The big book sale at the Central Library.
Yeah, yeah. You're a book guy.
Opening the back, the bottom room. They say, this is going to be the library's biggest book sale ever.
When is this?
Monday. Starts Monday. Runs through Saturday. I don't think they've had one this whole COVID period, right. So it's been building up.
So yeah, now people that are bookends, book people, are going to be there.
You read books?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I haven't written one yet. I got to write one. Yeah, I've got the title. I'm
meaning to do that. What is it?
The Stuff You Don't Know.
Hmm.
It's all about advertising and marketing.
I'd read that.
Yeah. You don't know what you know. That's it. You don't know what you don't know. That's the title. You don't know what you don't know. But I haven't done it yet. It's tomorrow. One of those things. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Start that tomorrow.
Right. The Robert Cray Band with James Bean at Hoyt Sherman Tuesday.
All right.
Thursday.
What's on Thursday? Farmer's Market.
That's right. The
Valley
Staples
Junction.
Are playing.
The Staples. Remember the Staples Singers?
Mm-mm.
No, he wouldn't. Never mind. That's a group from they started in gospel.
Okay.
And in the choir. All
right.
And the Staples Singers. Yeah, there was a big thing back in the 60s, 70s.
Why they call themselves the Staples?
Because that was their last name.
Oh, makes sense.
Nothing to do with...
I was thinking, is it the stapler? Or does it mean like the daily like routine, you know, like the staples? No, not that either.
No.
Wilco plays with Trampled by Turtles at Waterworks Park.
What?
Thursday.
What?
Wilco's the headliner.
Oh.
The opener will be Trampled by Turtles.
Waterworks Park, huh?
Yep.
They're really up in their game. Trampled by Turtles.
Trampled by... I like that name.
Yeah.
Better than the Staples. Nothing against the Staples.
No.
I guess, yeah. Also this weekend, last but not least, sprint car racing in Knoxville. This is the Big Daddy Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals.
All right. Go to Knoxville. Go to Ottumwa.
What's the choice?
Football game.
Me too.
Yeah, I think.
I hope I get to watch it. I'll at least try and watch the second half.
I will. I will stay. No.
One of them is going to win, and to be very highly rated then, one like that. So,
wow. All right, good stuff on the hyper local segment of Inside on Business with Jeff Pitts. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get out of here. It is nigh on to time to crack the weekend open for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe. Be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.